Well, Mark England English has served as the most awarded illustrator in the history of the Society of Illustrators in New York. His work has appeared in McCall's, Time, Sports Illustrated, Redbook, and Atlantic Monthly. Hallmark brought him to Kansas City in the mid-1970s, and by the 1990s, Mark English transitioned from illustrator to artist and began painting for galleries. He'll be speaking at the Kansas City Public Library tonight, and it's an honor to have him here for his first visit to Up to Date. And Mark, what a pleasure. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
You know, we're on the radio here, Mark, so obviously, you know, it's tough for people to see your work. In layman's terms, how would you describe the Mark English style? It's so distinctive.
Originally, as an illustrator, there was a certain look to my work that has changed over the years. I mean, I'm always looking for change, and the reason I'm looking for change is keep myself entertained. After painting for 60 years, you better be entertained, or you'll quit doing it.
So changing styles helps a lot.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you know, it's part of the learning process. I think you, as a artist, you learn all your life. I mean, or you should, and you should change. You should grow and pursue as many directions as you can. It's still limited by your own personality. Your personality comes out whether you want it to or not.
In what ways?
I don't really know how to answer that. But people say, if you look at my work as an illustrator, going all the way back to the 60s and 70s, and the work I'm doing now as a painter, I see very little resemblance, but people still tell me I recognize them as your work.
That's interesting.
So I can't, other than that, I can't really tell you.
Later today, I should point out, we'll have a slideshow of Mark's work up on our website, kcur.org. You can take a look for yourself. You know, in an industry where confidence is often in short supply, to be the most awarded illustrator in the history of the Society of Illustrators, what did that mean to you?
Well, I'm very flattered. Actually, I don't think I am anymore.
Anymore, maybe.
Yeah, right.
But you were at one time.
Until I retired, I was. And I'm very flattered by that. The big deal for illustrators was being in the New York Society of Illustrators show, and won awards. And I won a lot of gold medals and silver medals and stuff over the years. And it started, I think my first illustration in New York was 1964. And I did a series of books for Leader's Digest, condensed books they did.
Sure, I remember them.
And old classics like Tree Grows in Brooklyn and Little Women. And those are the first two assignments I got in New York after I moved. I worked in the automobile industry prior to going to New York.
Doing what?
Painting the backgrounds behind car ads.
I was going to say, you weren't working on the chassis, right? You were doing something artistic related.
In fact, they had artists that only did cars. And these people knew a little bit about the engineering, I think. Most illustrators couldn't paint a car.
Yeah.
I finally did do a catalog for one of the car companies where I painted the cars, and it was almost, I had to paint them life size to get them correct.
But didn't you also used to paint signs on the windows of small town businesses?
That was my first art job.
That down in Texas, or was it somewhere else?
Texas.
Yeah.
I grew up in a little country town in Texas. Uh-huh. This is during the Depression, and I was picking cotton from the time I was 7 years old.
No kidding.
And I saw a sign painter come through town and doing exactly that, and I thought, I can do that.
Yeah. Did you enjoy that work?
It was phenomenal at the time. I mean, I'm making $2-3 a day picking cotton. All of a sudden, You know, making $100 a day painting signs, I was rich. I was unbelievable.
Oh, that's great.
But anyway, that was kind of my first art job.
You know, in talking about all the honors you received from the society, I'm wondering, was confidence ever an issue for you? I mean, did those honors bolster you in a way that allowed you to continue doing what you were doing?
Yes.
Yeah.
It did. It was like a confirmation from my peers who judged the shows.
Yeah.
That I was doing well.
That's a heck of a boost, shot in the arm, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It really was. I received a doctorate from the Art Academy in San Francisco. And that was a big shot in the arm, too.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Well, back in those days when you were in Texas painting those, you know, store windows, what was your dream? Did you want to do something in art, something important, or what were you thinking?
I didn't know. I didn't know you could be a professional artist at that time. I mean, I never had an art class. So I never met an artist or an art teacher even. And so I was just completely naive. And I was in the Army during the Korean War, and I met a couple of artists who were on their way to New York, or they just out of art school. And they kind of informed me what I should do. Hmm. And they said, if you can get in the Art Center in Los Angeles, which is a big-time art school, especially at that time, and that's the place to go to learn. And I did. And they talked me into being a designer. I didn't study painting at all. Maybe I had two classes, I think, in painting. But I studied design and went to work as an art director in an ad agency. I was part of the Mad Men era.
Yeah.
And but only worked there for a year, and I was hired as a designer. And in those days, they had art studios, which was, you know, a group of artists that were had representatives. And
yeah.
Anyway, after I went to work at the art studio, I decided I wanted to be an illustrator. I was around illustrators, and I learned more about what it was like, and I became quite successful in Detroit.
Hmm.
And when I got out of art school, my job with the ad agency paid me $4,000 a year, and I had three children at that time, so that wasn't a lot of money.
Yeah, right.
But in a very short period of time, I was making quite a bit of money because I was popular in the car industry.
Oh, that's great.
And then at a certain point, I realized the big time was New York. That's where every artist dreamed of being and be a magazine illustrator.
Did you get there?
Did I get to New York?
Yeah.
I moved to Connecticut, just outside New York, and it worked, you know?
Yeah.
I was very pleased at how well it worked and how quickly it worked. And after I started doing the magazine, magazines always gave you credit in the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them even, you know, I had a couple of articles written about me in the front of the magazine. Because it was like free publicity. I never had to really look for a job. It just kind of came to me.
You're just one of those people who had it going on from an early age. I should tell our listeners, famed illustrator Mark English is my guest. We're talking about his career. He has deep ties here to the Kansas City area. Let's talk about that for a moment. Hallmark Cards came and got you back in the mid-1970s.
Right.
Why were you willing to come out here and leave this big playing field of New York?
Well, it was... they did a good job of enticing me here. I came to teach. You know, they had a lot of artists at the time, hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
And I taught classes there for a year. That was a contract.
At Hallmark. Mm-hmm.
And my plan was not to stay in Kansas City. It's just my plan didn't work out. I'm here.
Yeah.
40 years later.
A lot of people have had the same plan, Mark, and here yeah. They stay. They like it so much. Yeah,
I do. I like it a lot here. It's a very nice city, and we've enjoyed it. I lived on a farm up near Kearney, between Kearney and Liberty, and we eventually moved to Liberty for the school
mm-hmm.
system.
Mm-hmm.
And after the kids got out of school, the last girl got out of school, we moved into town. So
That's great.
Right here in Kansas City. Yeah.
You stayed at Hallmark for 20 years, right? You stayed at Hallmark for 20 years or so.
I stayed there for 1 year.
Just 1 year?
I just had a contract to teach.
Okay.
I never did a greeting card or actually did art for them.
Yeah.
I just taught classes.
Yeah. At some point in the 90s, you sort of branch away from illustration and you begin painting for the galleries. What was behind that decision?
Well, the business of illustration began to change. The magazines that I worked for,
yeah,
like Ladies on Journal, McCall's, Red Book, Good Housekeeping, all those were big magazines in the 60s, 70s, well, even before that. And all of a sudden, there was an influx of very small magazines that were coming up,
mm-hmm.
good magazines, and the big magazines were going down. And the business changed dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
I think my ego got the best of me, too. At that point, I was dealing with people, art directors, who trying to tell me what to do, and they're 25 years old. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, this isn't working.
I can't put up with this. And I didn't. I decided it was time for me to challenge myself
mm-hmm.
and find out if I could be a painter.
Yeah.
And it took me quite a while to adjust. First, you have to figure out what's the difference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's the line between illustration and painting?
What is the difference?
Well, the difference basically is because art, good art is art, whether it's illustration or painting, in my opinion.
Sure.
But what's called painting or gallery painting is different in that the illustrator works with other people's problems to solve other people's problems. The painter has to give himself problems and try to solve them.
Explain that to me.
Well, it was easier to be an illustrator in many sense. It's more fun to be a painter, but it was easier to be an illustrator because I had an assignment that had certain confines that I had to deal with.
I get that.
And I learned to deal with that. And the thing about it, you're dealing with a lot of people, art directors, publishers, editors, what have you, that you may be dealing with. And you do your best to try to make art in spite of what they're telling you they want.
But when you're a painter,
you simply have to take the attitude, okay, I'm painting for myself. I can't paint for anybody else. I can't let the galleries tell me what to paint. And they try.
Mm-hmm.
If they
mm-hmm.
are successful selling a painting or a series of paintings.
Give us a bunch more of those.
Yeah,
right,
right, exactly. And right. My attitude is, I don't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to do what I want to do.
You know, Mark, it strikes me that what you have done for so many years, it's a pretty solitary life. You know, talk to artists on the show here over the years, and that idea emerges pretty clearly. How well did that suit you, that sort of the confines of what you were doing?
It suited my personality well. I mean, I like people. And,
only to a point, though.
To a point. But I love what I do, even after all these years. I've been doing it for 60 years and 60-some-odd years. And I still look forward to going out and painting and making discoveries I make in the studio. I spend a lot of time just playing, I mean, with paint. And it's very enjoyable. I don't mind spending the time by myself. I really don't.
Tell us what it's like for you when you're in the moment and you're creating, and I'm imagining, Mark, the paint is flying all over the place. How much of a zone do you get in when you're doing what you do?
You do get into a zone. It's hard to answer how much, but you do get into a zone where you're excited, things are working. In a way, and you're interested. I have a tendency to want to finish a painting once I start it, and see where it's going and how it's going to end up. And I work on one painting at a time. You go to my studio, you'd think otherwise because there's so many paintings sitting around, but they were done in one at a time. I can't seem to focus on two. And I'm actually pretty prolific because I was trained to be as an illustrator. I mean, I did magazine covers for Time overnight.
You had to do them fast.
Yeah, 24 hours is what they gave you.
Wow.
And they'd send a cab out to my house in Connecticut with a script or whatever, and at noon on Saturday, and the cab came back Sunday at noon.
You better have it.
You better have it there.
Yeah.
And, everybody in the world's going to see it. It's like pressure, incredible pressure.
How did you deal with that?
Well, I learned to deal with it, and many times I think I was just lucky that in those 24 hours that I made it work. But you become very disciplined as an illustrator, and that makes me more disciplined. I know about discipline, and it makes me work for me as a painter, too.
You're doing your work, you were saying once you get started on a painting, Mark, you want to see it to completion. It sounds like you're moving ahead with it pretty quickly. I was always under the impression that painters have to be so patient, and you can't be in a hurry because you've got to calculate or whatever it is your thought process is. You can't be in a rush.
Well, it depends on the painter. I think that there are people that do very meticulous kind of paintings with great detail that just simply require a lot of time. I remember an illustrator, a quite successful illustrator in New York, he only could do one painting a month. I mean, he confessed to that. It took him so long. And they were very involved and complaining he couldn't make a living. And my answer to that was, you better figure out something else to do because it just simply doesn't work in the illustration field. You have to be productive and answer the deadlines of people, give you deadlines.
You know, my original vision for my interview with you, I really wanted to come up and do it in your studio and get a feel for what your environment is like.
That'd be good.
Yeah. What is your studio like? Describe it to us. If I walked up there today, what would I see?
Well, my studio is attached to my house. It's kind of separate, but attached. And actually, my son John, who's here, was the contractor, so to speak, on redesigning. There was a room there, and we expanded it, made a studio out of it.
What kind of job did he do? Did he handle it okay?
Yeah, he handled it well. More expensive than I thought, but
he jacked the price up on
it. Yeah, right. Yeah,
they do that, those guys.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Anyway, you'll see a lot of paintings when you go in there. They're kind of everywhere.
What do you do with them?
What do I do with them?
Yeah.
I eventually ship them off to different galleries that represent me.
Yeah.
And I have two galleries in California, one in Palm Springs, Palm Desert, and the other one in Carmel.
Right.
And one in Telluride. And
sure.
I got a couple here in Kansas City. My New York gallery closed recently.
Yeah.
But I've got to find a new gallery there.
Yeah.
But I ship them off eventually, they go out. But
We just have a couple of minutes left, and I've got to ask you about the 12 postage stamps you've done over the years. And I believe I have these names right. You've done Albert Einstein, and you've done Reagan and George Washington. Do I have that right?
No, Reagan was a Time cover. I didn't do a stamp of Reagan. I did George Washington, yes.
What's the challenge of designing a U.S. postage stamp?
Well, they were great to work for. They really were.
They pay their bills, right?
Yeah. And they were generous. Just before I started doing them, the other illustrators told me that they used to do them for free. And because the government would ask you to do it. It was an honor, so you did it. And I probably would have done them for free too, but they changed their deal and they paid well. But really, designing a postage stamp is like doing a tiny little poster. Mm-hmm. It has to read, even though it's and they used to require that you work a certain size, which is quite small. I could never do that. And I used to work. It wasn't big, but like 9 by 12. I'd do a 9 inches by 12 inch stamp.
Right.
And then they'd figure out how to get it down to 3/4 by 1 inch. But the important part was having it communicate at that size. Yeah.
I should point out that Mark will be speaking tonight along with Sterling Hundley, another prominent illustrator, about their work and the industry. It'll be at 6:30 at the Kansas City Public Library, the Central Branch at 14 West 10th Street. The event is co-sponsored by Guild It. For more information or to reserve a seat, go to kclibrary.org. Mark, what a pleasure to have you here. I really enjoyed it.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. I enjoyed talking to you.